Blog Talk Radio.
I'm running away from the pain. I'm trying to find a new way where the sun's shining down on my face. I'm running away. You're in a time.
From the Blog Talk Radio studios in Union City, New Jersey, this is Dating Today, and I am Fernando Uribe here, and you there, the 8th of November, the year 2016. Happy Election Day, folks. Yes, the day has finally come where we get to put all our political differences aside, vote, and get it over with. So again, I want to thank you all for tuning in from wherever and however you're listening here to the best 30 minutes of commercial-free dating advice available anywhere online. You know, it's always Dating Today with yours truly, Fernando Uribe. And folks, this week's edition of Dating Today is brought to you by, as always, the Mason Civic League. You can find out more information about this incredible nonprofit by going to www.masoncivic.org. Now, for those of you that are not aware, the Mason Civic League was established in 2010 by former Hoboken Councilwoman Beth Mason. And its mission was to improve the quality of life for all of those in need in northern New Jersey, but more specifically, within Hudson County. Now, you can contact the Mason Civic League Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at their telephone number, 201-706-8088. Once again, 201-706-8088. Or you can visit their office, which is located at 1200 Washington Street in the Uptown section of Hoboken, New Jersey. That's right, the birthplace of baseball and, of course, Old Blue Eyes himself, the late great Frank Sinatra. You can also write to their inbox, info@masoncivic.org. Don't forget to check them out on Facebook and like their page on Facebook, the Mason Civic League. And I'm proud to partner with the Mason Civic League to bring you my annual holiday happy hour coming up on Friday, December the 2nd, my annual toy drive. I'll tell you more information about that later in the broadcast. I also want to send a shout out here to Son Cubano, great restaurant folks here locally in the New Jersey metropolitan area. Check out their website, www.soncubanonj.com. Now, Son Cubano is located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place along the waterfront in West New York, New Jersey. Folks, just minutes outside the Lincoln Tunnel and easily accessible via New Jersey Transit, New York Waterways, Hudson Bergen Light Rail, of course, Uber and Lyft as well. You can call the reservation hotline, 201-399-2020. Now, Son Cubano is one of New Jersey's premier award-winning restaurants, bringing you amazing Cuban cuisine with a beautiful skyline of New York City to enjoy 7 days a week. So, folks, whether it's lunch, dinner, or any special occasion, make sure you go to Son Cubano and enjoy it there with family and friends. Again, call 201-399-2020. Don't forget to like them on Facebook, and, of course, make sure you follow them on Instagram and Twitter. Also, a special shout-out tonight, folks, to cromcakes.com, a great local media site. You can check them out online, www.cromcakes.com. That's K as in knife, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. Also, please check out, folks, Rough Rehab, a great no-kill Northern New Jersey-based animal rescue shelter located at 360 Route 46 in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. Folks, it's a great organization and very reputable shelter. I would not recommend it if I didn't think highly of it. So, again, check them out, especially on Instagram. Make sure you follow them, Rough Rehab. That's R-U-F-F. R-E-H-A-B. Also, check them out on their website, www.roughrehab.org. That's R-U-F-F-R-E-H-A-B.org. Now, both sites are operated by a dear friend of mine, Miss Ashley Cromcakes, and who I'm proud to say is, you know, a great supporter of the show and of course of my philanthropy. So Ashley, again, thanks for being there, being so supportive as you are, and just returning the favor to the hero. And again, folks, check out CrimeKicks.com, a great media site, and more importantly, RoughRehab.org. If you're looking to adopt a special pet for someone in your life who's looking to a dog or cat for their home, look no further than Rough Rehab, folks. Again, Mountain Lakes, New Jersey, 360 Route 46. So again, I want to thank Rough Rehab, CrimeKicks.com, Son Cubano, and of course, the Mason Civic League for bringing you this week's edition of Dating Today with your surely, of course, Fernando Uribe. Folks, again, toll-free hotline to call in and opine, 646-649-1926, 646-649-1926. You could also find me on Twitter, at The Amazing Uribe, and also on Instagram by just typing in my name, Fernando Uribe, or just looking by my Instagram handle, at your underscore favorite underscore Fernando. So again, folks, call in tonight if you wish, 646-649-1926. So as I said before, happy Election Day, folks. It's finally upon us after months and months of this rigorous and mentally draining campaign. It all comes to a head later tonight. So again, folks, don't forget to vote. Really important to not give, to not take this God-given right that we have as Americans for granted. Vote for who you want. Vote responsibly, of course. Think about the issues. Think about what's important to you. And go out and pull that lever tonight, later today, excuse me, at your local polling place. So, well, folks, I want to cover a topic that's something that's near and dear to me as a man over 40, obviously. And it sort of came up in conversation the other day in class. One of my students had brought up to me sort of the novelty about my podcast, and I'm really, really grateful to my students, both at Hudson County Community College, and of course my students at Seton Hall University, who take the time to listen to my podcast and share it with their friends on social media, and certainly make it a point to listen to it, whether they're doing laundry, whether they are doing homework. I mean, certainly, I want them to pay attention to their homework. I don't want them to sort of disregard that. But in any event, I thank, my loyal listeners, whether it's here locally at the colleges that I teach at, whether it's down in Raleigh, North Carolina, all the way down to Miami, all the way to Dallas, Texas. By the way, Dallas, Texas, the home of my 7-1 Dallas Cowboys, not only first in the NFC East, but first in the NFC. So shout out to Ty, Mr. Ty Grimes over in Dallas, and all my good friends out there in the Lone Star State, great city of Dallas, Texas. And of course, all the way out in Bakersfield, California, and some friends out in Los Angeles as well, listening in here on blogtalkradio.com/dating today with Fernando Uribe. And what I wanted to talk about today, again, is something that came up in class, and one of my students had brought to my thanked me for how instructive and how beneficial the podcast has been to them. So again, I can't, the show is not possible without you, the listeners, so I'm immensely grateful. And what I wanted to share today, especially for the ladies tonight, I wanted to share the benefits of dating an older man and why what I'm going to share with you tonight is indisputable for those of you ladies, tuning in tonight to Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. And listen, especially for the ladies tonight listening, dating can be a struggle. And finding a decent human who, quite frankly, isn't just down for a hookup can be challenging, to say the least, especially that in today's day and age, and especially in today's dating climate where dating apps are so prevalent. And, it was funny. It sort of got me thinking as I started going through my chapters here for the book and, going through old entries and just sort of editing the way I've been doing here, and especially what I wanted to sort of cover tonight on the show, I think it'd be very beneficial to my lady listeners tonight. And being an older man, I think, is very beneficial. And for a lot of ladies out there, dating a guy who's at least 10 years older than you, and doesn't act your age for the most part, can be extremely, extremely liberating and illuminating for you. I know many young women, the idea of dating an older man is not even up for debate. Many young women would say, you know, if he's old enough to have helped me as a baby, then he's too old. And, you know, what I've always said to my buddies who are around my age group or a little bit younger and they're dating much younger than themselves, you know, a lot of ladies that I've always talked to have always approached it in a very, very sort of hands-on, insightful way. And for the most part, a lot of ladies today in today's dating climate are doing so. They're dating older men. And I can say this much, you know, short of my significant other, for a very long time, I've always dated women that were infinitely younger than me. And that's not something that was done in a methodical way or a calculating way. That's just the way sort of the roll of the dice went. And it could be, you know, a multitude of factors. It could be maybe some of the venues that I would hang out in with buddies of mine when we went out, whoever was gravitating towards me. And, you know, again, for those of you that know me personally, you know, buddies of mine, even my female best friends, there are moments when I can be an old soul and love my sort of classical music and do things that are more sort of conducive to someone who's around my age group. What many of them have consistently said to me is that, you know, part of the reason I think that you are, we're capable of dating women who are infinitely younger than you is the fact that there are, you know, to some extent, you know, you were very young at heart. You know, you enjoyed doing things that people, you know, that men and women enjoy doing in their 20s and even into their 30s. And now whether that involved, you know, going out to watch football on Sunday fun day or whether it was going out to watch a ball game at a bar and whether or not it was, you know, going to Dave and Buster's, whether it was out to go play mini golf, you know, doing things that weren't necessarily, you know, age specific to my age demographic. And, you know, as a guy, that can be very beneficial. And, you know, especially for men who are such visual creatures and men oftentimes rely on, you know, the physical and sort of, you know, having eye candy next to them. Listen, I'm the first one to tell you that as a man, I very much, you know, value the idea of eye candy next to me. And I feel that as I've gotten older, certainly, you know, you sort of, you know, gravitate away from that. You know, you certainly want to date women that are, you know, within your age group or, you know, you have similar interests or you have things that you can sort of, you know, agree upon and sort of be in sort of in the same neighborhood when it comes to values and whether it's about how to spend money or, you know, child rearing, for example, or what to do for fun, you know, where to go on vacations, what to do for recreation. I mean, those are things that, you know, are of course are beneficial from dating within your own specific age group, you know, like, you know, give or take, you know, maybe 4 or 5 years, you know, anything over that sometimes can be a little tricky. And what was interesting was that, you know, for many years, I dated women that were much younger than me. You know, I remember when I was 35, I was dating women who were like 23 years old, 24. I remember, I think it was around my, let's say, 34th birthday, I remember. This was back in like 2009. I remember dating a girl who was 22 years old. And I, to be honest with you, I enjoyed it. You know, she was hot, you know. She was a good-looking specimen. And not to say that I was the envy of my friends. I mean, for the most part, I was, I think. You know, I was the envy of a lot of my buddies. But I just enjoyed spending time with it. And it wasn't just sort of the physical. It wasn't just, you know, having a young, hot girlfriend. It was sort of the idea of, well, you know what? It keeps me young. And I think for a lot of guys, that component is very, I think, is very important to us. Especially as we get older. And sometimes, you know, we see more grays coming out or we don't feel as energetic or we don't feel as enthused about doing things. You know, dating someone who's younger, especially, you know, women, it kept us young, you know, it kept us vibrant. It kept us sort of, you know, on our toes. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. And on the flip side, you know, ladies that I dated in during that time period were very, very honest about it. And they felt that, you know, dating someone older, a man, was beneficial to them. And today, what I really wanted to share with the ladies listening tonight is that, you know, I'm not, listen, again, if you're in your 20s or even at your, you know, early 30s, you know, being a guy who's a decent amount of years older than you, I think can be very beneficial. And the first one really that I want to share with you, and this is one that I heard when I was dating, you know, infinitely younger women, was the fact that, you know, an older man is respectful, you know. On a first date, you know, the guy tends to be a perfect gentleman, you know. And, it, you know, honestly, it made – that can make a lot of women nervous because it's, you know, we live in such a, you know, dating climate where women are going to be thinking that men have an ulterior motive. And, you know, it's one of those things that, for example, you know, I remember dating, you know, younger girls in my years, you know, the entire night, you know, I made sure that – the girl never touched a single doorknob, you know, that, you know, you pull out a chair and, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, even it was, I'll give you an example, even go even further. On a lot of first dates, I think with younger women, I remember that, you know, the girls would make it very clear to me that even despite coming back to my place, that they weren't going to have sex with me. And even after they issued the warning, you know, they were shocked because, you know, they thought my primary motive was just to sort of invite them over to initiate sex, get it in, and that's it. And believe it or not, it was one of those things that, you know, I sort of made it to the point of, you know, if it was getting very late, I would just invite the girl over because I wouldn't want the girl traveling back alone to her place or anything like that. You know, and to be very honest, I think that that was refreshing for most women. And I think for younger women, it is a refreshing component. You know, most young women think that, oh, well, if they're going out with a guy, especially in their 20s, he's just being, you know, a hornbag or he's a frat boy who just wants to just sort of, you know, hit it and quit it. And that's it. And, you know, listen, by and large, I remember that dating younger. And listen, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I think there were moments when certainly, yeah, we hooked up on the first date, but, you know, they could tell it was very different only because of the fact that, you know, being a gentleman is a very big dynamic that I think a lot of ladies, no matter regardless of their age, whether it's their 20s or 30s, they're not used to seeing that. I think a lot of guys, what's happened in today's dating scene is that being a gentleman has almost become non-existent. And I think that's very disappointing for guys, especially like myself. I mean, I know that maybe, you know, like any guy, we can have our moments where we're not gentlemen, but by and large, you know, you learn to open a door. You learn to pull a door open when you're going somewhere, to open the car door, to make sure that she is nestled, you know, in her car seat. Boom. You are able to close the door. You, you know, give her jacket, things of that nature. And, you know, aside from just picking up a check for the meal, I mean, that goes without saying, but you know, just doing the little things, you know, being a gentleman like that. I mean, I think that's very non-existent. I think a lot of women, regardless of their age, especially younger women, find it very odd. And when they see that with an older gentleman, it's sort of like it's very alluring. And that's one of the things that I consistently heard, you know, in my years dating younger was, hey, listen, you know, you're a gentleman. Like, you're older. I can tell that, you know, you value those things. And that was important to me. And that was, I think, very fulfilling to hear that. And I think it was, again, part of the reason that I was able to attract younger women because of that. You know, they found my demeanor, my behavior to be inviting, to be something that, hey, you know what, I can respect this guy, you know. Besides wanting to sleep with him, I also want to respect him because, you know, he acts like a gentleman when a lot of guys in their 20s won't do that. You know, I think that also to another benefit of being an older man is that, you know, when he's living on his own, he doesn't have to sort of live in this sort of frat house communal type of living. There's no, you know, it's by and large, it's pretty sanitary and clean. It may not be always organized. It may be a little messy, but it's clean. And I think a lot of women value that. And the fact that, you know, they're not living with a roommate. You know, for many years now, I haven't had a roommate. And I've been very happy about that. I don't like sharing my living space. I've had buddies of mine approach me about, you know, hey, you know, maybe, you know, you want to get an apartment together, let's be roommates. And, you know, by and large, most of my buddies have always said, hey, listen, you know, I think you'd be a good guy to live with because, you know, we know you're responsible. We know you're good with money. We know that you're not going to have this have our place, you know, looking like a frat house, you know, per se. And that was one of the things that I think that, again, endeared me to women that I did who were younger. They found that, you know, I wasn't living in sort of a frat house type of mentality. And that means a lot to a woman who's younger who doesn't want to date a guy like that. You know, by and large, I think another important element, too, I think that a lot of younger women look at when it comes to dating an older man is the fact that he's stable and steady. Now, listen, money might not be everything. And to some women it is, but not to every woman. And sometimes, again, money isn't everything in life or especially in not in a relationship. But one of the things that can turn a woman off very quickly is dating a broke-ass man. And that's not, that's something that, you know, a lot of women don't care for. Now, again, you know, there are women who can get very frustrated in terms of, you know, going out on a date, get something to eat, and they have to foot the, you know, they have to sort of go out and foot the bill. And like I said, you know, it's, when you're dating for a while, that's great if you have your girlfriend come out of pocket and pay for a meal once in a blue moon. That's great, you know. But as a guy, you know, you're, you know, chivalry has to be existent. Chivalry has to remain a constant. And listen, you're the man, you know, that's just the way the societal roles are, have been established for us for a long time. You know, you go out and you know, and pay for the meal. If you can't afford to go out to eat too often, then make that clear. But again, if you're dating a woman for a while, that's something that you can sort of come to grips with, you know. I think one of the components that turns off women very, very quickly is the fact of, you know, there are men who are unsure of their career paths. They're going to be unsure about other aspects of their life. Being a man who's older, the chances are of him being stable and steady and strong are there. So, you know, that's something that's going to be, I think, an important component. I think that's what's driving a lot of women, according to what I've read in some studies, to date older men, which brings me to another important point. There's a good percentage that dating an older man is going to benefit a woman, a younger woman, because he knows his way around the female anatomy. Now, listen, we're all adults here, folks, so let's just come out and say it. If a man doesn't know how to move around a woman's body using various parts of his physical anatomy, there's going to be a problem. And like I said, you know, an older man tends to be more experienced, tends to have slept with more women, and therefore is going to be able to take this experience and use it to his advantage. And I could say that, you know, in my years dating younger women, they will consistently tell me, like, hey, listen, you know, you were certainly a better lover than my last boyfriend, who was like, you know, 25, 26 or whatever. He didn't really know what he was doing. He didn't really understand my erogenous zones as a woman. He didn't really understand the importance of, you know, some sort of romanticism that I think is important, you know, when you're getting intimate with a woman. And there's a big difference when you're in your 20s as a guy. I mean, you just want to hit it and quit it. You just want to get it in. And if you can just, you know, again, we're all adults here, so let's just sort of speak very bluntly. If you can just blow your load and go to sleep, I think many men in their 20s would prefer that. But I think what women are looking for is a guy who's steady and knows what he's doing in bed. And again, you know, the chances of that happening when you're dating an older man, I think, are there. You know, you have the sort of the benefits of the guy that, you know, has experience. I'm not saying that he's, like, been around or that he's a whore or that he's a player, but the fact that he's had more sexual experiences, I think, makes a big difference. You know, it means a lot, I think, to a woman, especially when, you know, those things are important to her and she has a high libido and, you know, she's looking to maintain a healthy sexual relationship. That's one of those things that I think that, you know, matter to women. And really, folks, tonight, you know, again, and sort of in closing tonight, you know, the studies have just consistently been showing, again, if you take the time to read it and research it, that women are dating older men. Now, I'm not talking about progressively older. I'm not talking about women in their 30s dating men who are in their 50s. I mean, that happens. But again, I'll just sort of use the examples that I've referred to today. You know, I know for a long time, for as long as I can remember, in my 30s, I always dated younger. Not because it was, I mean, it's not predatory to do that. Of course not. It's not, there's nothing wrong with it whatsoever. It's just something that as a guy, you feel that it's something you can gravitate towards. And by and large, again, the women that I dated who were younger found the appeal of an older man something that they didn't want to pass up. I remember when I was 35, 36, 37, you know, I was dating women who were in their early 20s. I remember, I think I was 35 and I dated a woman who was 20. And yeah, I mean, maybe that's a little younger, but you know, she, well, first of all, she was hot. So, I mean, that's, as a guy, I mean, that's the first thing you sort of think about. But moving past that, it was just fun. It was enjoyable. You know, you got to go out and do different things together. Yeah, there's an age gap there that sometimes was problematic when it came to doing things, whether it was having the same taste in music or food or even having the same values or, you know, life direction. I mean, obviously it's very different. You know, I was dating, when I was in my mid to late 30s and I'm dating women in their early 20s, I mean, they're just graduating college, you know, and I'm a guy who's pretty much been established and set. So there was those challenges in there. But, you know, again, if you're looking to date younger and enjoy your time with them, then listen, guys, you know, you can't go wrong. And for the ladies, you know, if you're looking to expand your horizons and date a guy who's older, it'll greatly benefit you. Like I said, you can't go wrong with it. Chances are you're going to have a lot more positives to talk about than negatives when dating an older man. So, you know, hopefully this helps you out tonight, ladies, and hopefully it's something for all the young ladies tonight that are tuning in. You'll look at an older man that you know of or are familiar with and, you know, you come into contact with. You know, maybe it's something that you'll reconsider instead of just sort of staying within your age demographic and maybe staying in a dating rut, which you don't want to do. So, again, as you're assessing your contenders and your prospects. So, and again, folks, if you missed any part of tonight's broadcast, again, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtodaywithFernando Uribe. Again, folks, I want to thank my wonderful sponsors here. I thank the Mason Civic League. Folks, check them out, www.masoncivic.org. You can always call them at 201-706-8088. Once again, 201-706-8088. Don't forget to stop by their office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., which is located at 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. Folks, you can also write to their inbox, info@masoncivic.org, and also check them out on Facebook. Make sure you like the Mason Civic League on Facebook. Also, folks, make sure you check out Son Cubano at their website, www.soncubanonj.com. Their reservation hotline is 201-399-2020. Now, Son Cubano, again, is located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place along the waterfront in West New York, New Jersey, right outside the Lincoln Tunnel. Easy accessible via New Jersey Transit, New York Waterways, and Uber and Lyft. So, folks, again, it's a great restaurant. Check them out here. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and also follow them on Instagram and Twitter. Last but not least, folks, again, always check out cromcakes.com. That's K as in knife, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com, a great media site. And also Rough Rehab, folks, www.roughrehab.org, R-U-F-F-R-E-H-A-B.org, a great no-kill northern-based New Jersey-based animal rescue shelter. Again, for that special pet you're looking to get for someone, look no further than Rough Rehab, folks. Again, special shout-out to Rough Rehab, cromcakes.com, the Mason Civic League, and Son Cubano, which bring you the best 30 minutes of commercial-free dating advice available anywhere online. Folks, it's always Dating Today with yours truly, Fernando Uribe. Folks, again, it's Election Day. Don't forget to vote. Vote with your head and not your heart. Hopefully, you know, think about what type of country you want to live in and what's important to you here in the good old U.S. of A, folks, here. So good night. Dallas, Texas, again, the home of my first place, Dallas Cowboys. Have a good one, folks. God bless the USA. And as always, stay classy, everyone.
I'm running away from this pain. I'm trying to find a new way where the sun's shining down on my face. I'm running away. You're in a toxic relationship. Time to be free. done.